Chapter 85. Pitt and Georgina found Laszlo on the third floor of the Istanbul hospital, situated in a pleasant but heavily guarded room overlooking the Bosphorus. The commando was lying in bed, reading a three-day-old copy of Haaretz, an Israeli daily newspaper, when the two men were allowed to enter.
"Don't tell me you are still front-page news back home," Pitt asked as he entered and shook hands.
"It is good to see you, my friends," Laszlo replied, sheepishly putting the paper aside. "Yes, we are still big news in Israel. However, I am sad to report that I seem to be getting all of the credit. It was you who disabled the tanker," he said to Pitt. "And none of it would have been possible without the bullet," he added to Giordino.
"I think it's safe to say it was a team effort," Pitt replied.
"Among other things, the three of us have improved my country's relationship with Turkey tenfold," Laszlo boasted.
"Not to mention helping keep Ataturk's vision of a secular Turkish government in play for a few more years," Pitt noted.
"I think somebody should put us in for a Nobel Prize," Giordino said with a smirk.
"I heard they found the body of Celik this morning," Laszlo said.
"Yes, he was apparently strangled, then pitched into the Golden Horn," Pitt said.
"Did you beat me to the task?"
Pitt smiled. "Not this time. A police detective told us they are pretty certain Mufti Batal is responsible. An undercover cop at Batal's mosque reported seeing a man matching Jelik's description and dress in the building about the time of his estimated death."
"A pair of devils in my book," Laszlo said.
An attractive nurse came into the room momentarily to check Laszlo's medication, then left under his watchful gaze.
"Anxious to get home, Lieutenant?" Giordino asked.
"Not particularly," Laszlo replied with a grin.
"And by the way, it is now Commander Laszlo. I've received word of my promotion."
"Let me be the first to congratulate you," Giordino said, slipping him a bottle of whiskey he had smuggled into the hospital.
"Perhaps you can find someone around here to share it with," he added with a wink.
"You Americans are all right," Laszlo replied with a wide smile.
"How is the prognosis?" Pitt asked.
"I'm scheduled for surgery in Tel Aviv in another week. Then we'll be subject to several weeks of therapy. But the recovery should be full, and I hope to report back to duty before the end of the year."
They were interrupted by the entrance of a man in a wheelchair who rolled in with his leg in a cast.
"Abel, there you are," Laszlo greeted. "It's time you meet the men who helped save your life."
"Abel Hammett, Master of the Dayan. Or ex-master, I should say," he said, greeting Pitt and Giordino warmly. "Laszlo here has told me everything you did. You really put yourself out on a limb, and my crew and I can't thank you enough."
"I'm sorry your tanker was still lost in the end," Pitt replied.
"The Dayan was a good ship," Hammett said wistfully. "But the good news is that we're getting a brand new vessel. The Turkish government has committed to building us a replacement, apparently using the appropriated assets of one Özdin Celik to pay for it."
"Who says there's no justice in the world?" Giordino quipped. As the men laughed, Pitt glanced at his watch.
"Well, the Aegean Explorer is due to shove off in about an hour," he said. "I'm afraid we're going to have to be on our way."
He shook hands with Hammett, then turned to Laszlo.
"Commander, I'd be glad to have you by my side any day," he said.
"It would be my honor," Laszlo replied.
As Pitt and Giordino moved toward the door, Laszlo called out to them.
"Where are you headed?
Back to your shipwreck?"
"No," Pitt replied. "We're sailing to Cyprus."
"Cyprus?
What's waiting for you there?"
Pitt gave the commander a cryptic grin.
"A divine revelation, I hope."